Hello, my name is Connor. I'm one of the writers at the community paper, and I'm very excited to be here recording this podcast with a colleague of mine, Elizabeth.
Hey, Connor.
Hi. So we were just talking about how you recently finished up your master's in New York, and now you're back here visiting for a little bit of time. How was that? What was that like?
Oh, it's been great. I'm so happy to be back in the city. This is home for me. So I'm actually going to be leaving Florida again in the fall to be going to a publishing course in Oxford University. So I'm just here for a little bit of time. I'm going to be doing a bit of stories, a few projects, and I'm really excited to be in the city for the time that I have.
We were also talking about yesterday when we were meeting just how fun this city can be. It's always got a lot going on, but somehow never too much going on. It's like a perfect balance between fun and calm.
Yeah, for sure. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we look at community events around the Orlando area that we think that our readers will enjoy. So if you'd like more events, check out the print publication. We have it in over 500 locations around the city. And subscribe to our weekly email newsletters for a full list of events.
Yeah, and before we get into the events list, I need to thank our sponsor, Winter Park Veterinary Hospital. Obviously, we all have our wonderful pets in our life. I know. I literally come home every day, and first thing I do, I get home and hug my cat and annoy him until he yells at me or something. But you can check out more about the Winter Park Veterinary Hospital family-owned facility at wpvet.com. Let's see. I think for my first event, it's a two-day event, actually, June 21st and 22nd. The Orlando Science Center is hosting what they call a Make Fest. It's basically just going to be a bunch of interactive workshops that are kind of teaching people how to use a range of different tools, but in more fun ways, not just like a bunch of handiwork kind of stuff, sort of building projects, experiments, artwork, things like that. And it's supposed to be fun for everybody. They say that even if you are someone who's never touched a tool before, you could leave making something. And even if you are always using tools, they can find something fun for you to do there too.
Awesome. My event, it starts June 20th and runs through the 22nd, which is a Sunday. And it is hosted at Temuco White House. It is a play, one that I doubt very many of you know. It's called Hamlet by Shakespeare. And it's directed by Michael McNamara. It's going to be hosted in Soto, and it runs from 7:30 to 10:15 p.m. on the 22nd. There are a couple earlier shows on the 20th, which is the Friday, and then the 1st as well. So if you like Shakespeare, definitely bring your own wine, bring a friend, and enjoy the show.
Shakespeare, interesting. I wonder, is this some new playwright? I hope that we can at least see more from him in the future.
Super new, yeah, just like emerging.
Yeah, totally. So then for my second event, it's also a two-day event. It'll be Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd. At the Melrose Center in the public library, they're actually doing a pop festival, which is, I don't know, that threw me off a little bit when I saw it. I didn't think that they would be having like a music festival inside the library. So that's kind of cool. The first day, the 21st, it starts at 3:30, and it'll have performances from Homeboy Sandman and E-Turn. And then day two starts at 1:30 with performances from B. Howard, Kristen Warren, Chris LeBrain's campaign, Leo Aether, and Jessica De La Cruz. So I'm definitely going to have to see if I can make some time to come out to that, because not only do I love live music, but I'm interested to see how they're going to set this up in the library.
Awesome. Well, my next event is one of my favorites that they hold in the city. It is the Florida Vintage Market. I encourage you all to shop local. It's being held from 1 to 6 p.m. at Etoile Boutique in the Milk District. And so if you show up, there's going to be over 40 different vendors. It's both family and pet friendly. So bring your kids, bring your dogs, bring your cats if you want to, and just have a great time. And it's great to mingle, meet people, and also just pick up some of your favorite vintage stuff. So I have a thing for vintage jeans. Vintage Levi's are my favorite. Connor, mm-hmm. Can you throw out some of your favorite vintage things that you like to find?
I guess it depends on what you consider vintage, but I do love going to the vintage shopping markets. Every time one's popping up near me, I have to make it out. I think literally if I look, I think maybe 50% or more of my wardrobe is all thrifted or vintage. I think I even got this shirt at Goodwill. I don't think I could pick a favorite. Like all of my pants, everything I get is always thrifted. I think the last time I went out to the vintage market, me and my friends went and we ended up spending, I don't even, who knows how long, maybe 3 or 4 hours just like through each shirt on the rack, each pair of pants. And I feel like they're always fun because even if you don't end up buying something, you're definitely going to see something that makes you go, what is that? Do you see this? There's always something fun to find.
For sure.
And then for my last event, I have the grand opening of Simply Cheese. It's going to be in College Park opening up with the Good Pour. It's also going to be on Saturday, the 21st, starting at 4 p.m. and running from to 7 p.m. But the reason I picked this one out is, of course, if you're 21 and up, they're offering free wine and cheese pairing and free bourbon and cheese pairings. And whenever I hear the word free, alarm bells go off in my head. So I'm like, that's something that's interesting to me. So like I said, it's opening up with the Good Pour on June 21st. Maybe don't bring your kids to this one unless your kids are older. I guess I don't know how old your kids might be.
Hey, I also hear free and I get really excited, like broke master's student over here. I have no idea how I would have made it through my degree without all these free things popping up. But my last event actually is the Sunset Serenades Classical Concert that's being held at Lou Garden. So it's a series, and this series is known as Red, White, and Brass. It's kind of a traditional Americana style concert. It's running from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, June 26th. So thank you guys for joining us so much. For more events and news, follow the community paper on social media and subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Rose Campbell. And Connor, why don't you throw out your @ as well?
Yeah, it'll be at c.berrynews on Instagram. Elizabeth said, definitely subscribe to the newsletter. Every week I'm checking the newsletters to see what events I should go to as well. That's literally how I'm figuring out fun things to go to every weekend. So it's definitely a great thing to check my email for every week. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as well. Tell your friends. And if you have any events that you know about that are not coming up in our newsletters, definitely submit them to us. Or if you're trying to advertise an event for your own organization, submit them as well. And we'll add them to our list.